And you're listening to an AvWeb audiocast for Friday, February 22nd, 2008. Brought to you today by Kit Planes Magazine. Learn more or subscribe now at www.kitplanes.com. Well, if your corner of the world is not served by a VPO, a volunteer pilot organization, in some cases even if it is, you may have thought of starting your own organization. Well, we may have some pointers for you today. We have a couple of guys from Louisiana who have started Pilots for Patients. It's a VPO based on angel flight type organizations that is targeting specifically patients in their home state of Louisiana. We have Philip Thomas from Monroe in the northern part of the state and Larry Lehman from New Orleans, an attorney down there. And both of these guys have agreed to talk to us today. Now, I first heard this idea floated just a few months ago, and now you guys are organized. You have a website. You've already completed your first mission. And I thought this might be interesting to people in other parts of the country that might want to use this as a model to start their own volunteer pilots organization. And let's find out a little bit about you guys. So, Phil, what kind of airplane do you fly?
Well, I've got a Piper Saratoga, and it's a 96 model, and it's great airplane for the mission that we're on is to fly patients. It makes it really convenient for them to get in and out the back door. So, good airplane.
All right, very good. And Larry, what kind of airplane do you fly?
I've got a Cirrus SR-22 G2. It's about 3 years old, just acquired it last August, and been flying volunteer pilot flights before that with my Grumman Tiger, which I've had for many, many years, and have found that to be very useful. But I really do enjoy the series.
Now, Larry, with you being from New Orleans, how did VPOs assist in the aftermath of Katrina?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, an overwhelming response, and actually some members of our family, I think their lives were saved as a result. The elderly couple ended up not out of the city of New Orleans. The whole city was flooded out. They ended up in the Louisiana Superdome. Conditions were horrendous. They ultimately, after days on buses, ended up at an Air Force base or an Army base up in Oklahoma. I can't remember exactly which one it was. But they were more dead than alive. And when my daughter, their granddaughter, was reached ultimately by the Red Cross, she called me and says, "My God, grandparents are up there in Oklahoma. What can we do?" And I got on the phone with a volunteer pilot organization based out of Texas, and within hours, this couple, more dead than alive, ended up with family, got appropriate medical care, truly a lifesaver. And this is one of hundreds and hundreds of stories.
Both of you guys have been Angel Flight pilots for a long time.
Oh, yes, definitely. Both Angel Flight pilots and Houston Grand Angels and pilots.
Why do you need another VPO that's sort of under the umbrella of a regional VPO already?
Well, Mike, this is something that Larry and I and several others on our board came to a conclusion on back the end of October, 1st of November. We felt like there was a real need in the communities in not only Louisiana, but up and down the Mississippi River Valley, stretching all the way to north of Memphis and all the way down to Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and still back across to like MD Anderson. And there was a real need for patient outreach. And we feel like
MD Anderson, that's in Houston.
MD Anderson's in
Houston. Cancer Research Hospital
that does miraculous work.
Interesting. You guys are kind of halfway between MD Anderson in Houston and St. Jude's in Memphis.
Exactly.
That's right.
Just about halfway. But we felt there was a real need, and we felt like with a real patient outreach, going out and soliciting more pilots to help us, and it's proven here just recently that our theories are right, is that we have an opportunity to help a lot more people here in our state that need the opportunity to go somewhere else for specialized treatment.
Where do you start? You guys could be a model for pilots in other states that may want to start this. Just take us briefly, you know, from how this idea gets started to where you are now. You're actually an operating organization.
Well, the first thing, you identify the need. And we've identified a real need here in Louisiana. I've been flying these flights for years and years. But the vast majority of them were handoffs from other parts of the country passing through our impoverished area over to high net worth area, Houston, Dallas, and places like that. So we'd identified this need here in this lower Mississippi Valley, an underserved population. We got a core group of pilots who agreed with us.
Uh-huh.
And we set up a meeting at a centralized location in the state, and it became a consensus that we really should set up our own local operation so that we take care of our people first. Mm-hmm. Charity begins at home.
But you guys are still going to interface, connect with Angel Fly.
Absolutely.
Or any other organization?
Any organization. So what have we done? We got this core group of folks together, they got this meeting, and we looked at the talents and strengths of each of the people in that room, and everybody
mm-hmm.
volunteered for different tasks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pilot, but by education and training, and for 30 years, I've been practicing tax and estate planning law. So I was the natural to be brought to task to do the legal work. Have to set up a corporation. The corporation has to apply for tax-exempt status with the Internal
right.
Revenue Service so that
mm-hmm.
if we ever receive any money that we don't pay
right.
income tax on our income. But most importantly, people who make contributions to us get tax-deductible contributions, including the pilots.
What else does it take logistically to get an operation like this going?
Well, it's not just paperwork. It's getting people motivated, and it's reaching out and getting everybody online.
We call it we're going for the three P's. We're
mm-hmm.
going for the pilots. We know mm-hmm. we have the patience. Now,
sure.
we have regular jobs too, Mike. Larry and I both have separate jobs that we work, and we do this as a volunteer service, as many of our other pilots will do. But what we're trying to do is promote equally balanced the pilots, the patients, to help matters and get all the paperwork and everything going and the website. And we're going to need key people throughout the state. We're talking
mm-hmm.
about dividing the state into possibly 9 districts and having good working people in those areas that will go out into the communities. And we have a concept here. We feel like what better place to check is with the churches, because
mm-hmm.
most churches, as you know, people are put on prayer list.
Sure.
And when people are put on prayer list, we know that they're in real need of services.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes these people throughout the state are not aware of the services. So we want to have people in these key places doing patient outreach.
Mm-hmm.
We're more than just a VPO. We're going out as a ministry to work with people to find out who in the communities need our services and our help.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to back it up with, hey, you know, we've got pilots that we want to fly you to these distant destinations for your diagnoses or treatment. And that's where we step in. And you see, Mike, it's a lot of work put into this thing. I had
right.
one gentleman the other day said, that's quite a task you're trying to take. And I said, you know, all we can do is take it one day at a time.
That's it. Philip, what is it you get from this that you can relate to other pilots?
Well, I personally, is the self-satisfaction knowing that I'm helping someone in need that maybe is not as well off as we are. You know, if you don't have your health, you don't have much. And we
mm-hmm.
all take that for granted because we're also
right.
healthy, you know. But one day it might be our turn. We want to know that, at least let other people know that are down on their luck. And it's not about the super poor or it's not about the super rich. This day and age, with the way things are going, a good middle-class working family that has been saving all of their life for retirement finds out one day, a year or 2 years down the road, that their finances are just been sucked dry because
mm-hmm.
of all the extra incurrement they've
medical.
Had from their medical
medical
costs.
Problem can wipe you out.
It can wipe
fast.
Out your nest egg. So
sure.
it's not just about, like I said, the poor anymore. It's middle-class America that's out there that's suffering and hurting. And, you know, we want to step in this time in their life. The doctor walks in and says, hey, there's nothing more we can do for you here. You know, go home and get your life in order, or you need to go on to a specialized treatment facility. Well, that's where we step in. We say, hey, you know, we know that you're physically, financially, spiritually, emotionally distraught, and we want to step in and make a difference in your life. We want to fly you to these distant destinations, you know, for your treatment. And they say, well, what's the catch? Well, there's no catch. Well, how many times can I do it? Well, as many times as it takes. Well, wait a minute, Philip. There's got to be a catch here. What do you charge? Well, we don't charge anything. You got to charge something. I said, okay, I'll charge a hug. Is that good enough?
Mm-hmm.
And that just usually gets them. And that really,
right.
at that time in their life, they need that hope. Just to give them a little sparkle of hope to know that they can go on instead of buying $700, $800, $900 airline tickets that they can't afford at this time. And they need to move on down the line. And so we step in their life at this time, and hopefully we make a difference.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of people in other parts of the country would like to bounce some ideas off of you or get some advice on how to go about this.
We're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but we do feel like we have a little different angle here. We'll be flying patients, but we're going to go in and really do it as far as breaking it down into the communities and letting people be liaisons in the communities for us and go out and spread the word that we're going to be here for them.
Well, I know you guys are trying to recruit pilots right now, so we'll let you get in a plug for that. Tell us about your website and how people can find you.
First of all, our website is www.pilotsforpatients.org, And also you can call us at area code 318-322-5112. We're looking for pilots in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Western Tennessee, up and down the Mississippi River Valley.
Excellent.
And please feel free to give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. And we're looking for pilots, and we're looking for patrons. People who are not just pilots, but people who love aviation. You can help us in lots of ways with volunteer time and with volunteer money.
And that's Larry Lehman and Philip Thomas with Pilots for Patients in Louisiana. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Kitt Planes Magazine, www.kittplanes.com. For breaking general aviation news, log on to avweb.com. Comments on today's audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.